This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Wednesday, the 23rd day of March, 2016. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be here for the next 4 hours. Have another big broadcast lined up for you, obviously. Larry Nichols has big intel on the race war Obama's trying to basically stage / class war. And he's been predicting it for the last year. He's out of the hospital. He's going to be joining us for 30 minutes at the first half of the next hour. Dr. Kelly Ward, who is beating John McCain 3, 5, 8, and even 10 points in scientific polls in Arizona. She will be joining us to talk about Obamacare, this election, and more. Leanne McAdoo is going to be popping in on the broadcast as well twice today. Wants to talk about some of her experiences here at the InfoWar, but also I want to get her in because I saw her about an hour ago, 45 minutes ago or so, back in the office, and she was saying, did you see what Donald Trump was talking about last night on CNN? And I went and actually, we're getting the transcript, and I specifically went and looked it up. We've got the video clip talking about all the surveillance, all the police state to keep us safe, and how great that's all going to be. Here's my problem. If we're going to make America great again, America has to be free again. And I think Donald Trump means well. He's right about the trade deals, the globalists hate him for real reasons. But we need to influence Trump to understand they have plenty of surveillance. The FBI knew 2 years before who the San Bernardino shooters were and were ordered to stand down. Now, I've called the situation over in Brussels a false flag. It's a real terrorist attack, probably. There's real Islamic terror, but who brought them in? Who protected them? If you open the door and you're part of it, then it's a staged government event, even if there's real actors. But probably a better word is a stand down is probably better than a false flag. I saw a big debate in a video I shot for Facebook Mentions about whether it was a false flag or not. Most people agreed you could call it that, but really it'd be better to call it a stand down. Let it happen, which is just as bad. The point is they're bringing these people in unvetted and then acting like Donald Trump has 14 heads and then he's from Mars when he says we should just have basic border security. So I like Donald Trump and I want to support him. But man, you know, this whole thing, I told you months ago the FBI can get into iPhones and it was in the news Sunday and Monday. Oh, Fox News broke it. Guess what? They were already in the iPhone. They have ways to get around it. I've talked to tech people. It's not even that hard, especially with an older version. iPhones are harder than Droids, but it can be done, and it's not even close to super hard. And that's now confirmed. Again, you heard it here first. Now, separate that, though. I've got my concerns about Trump, but man, Ted Cruz. Goldman Sachs, CFR, worked for Bush Sr. His wife helped honcho TPP, NAU. And he said it here last Wednesday, and it now came true last night and this morning. Jeb Bush, as bad as it gets, Mr. New World Order himself, has now endorsed Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz has supported NSA spying, speaks out against it, but supports it. See, it's kind of refreshing to have Trump running around saying it's a great idea, even though I disagree with him. At least in his mind, he thinks, you know, stop the terrorist. But this is really, really another nail in the political coffin, in my view, of Ted Cruz. I mean, I can just see him getting into the presidency, and then George W. Bush, you know, was like against interventionism and pro-gun and all this stuff till he got into the White House, and then all that went by the wayside. We're going to open the phones up, get your take on this as well. The latest on the terror attacks over in Brussels, Belgium, and more. Hey, did you know that one American was at all three bombings?
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, freedom is what generates wealth and is what generates greatness. Tony Montana in Scarface says, first you get the money, then you get the power, then you get the woman. Well, that's not really my experience. First you get the freedom. Then you get the greatness. Then you get the civilization. The problem is, then you get the corruption and the decadence that sets in from a great nation, a great society, a wealthy power. But even before freedom comes honor, even before we can make America free again, we must make America honorable again. I know so many people that think lying and twisting and engaging in disinformation is what gives them power to rule over and con ignorant people. That is the blood, that is the ether, that is the atmosphere of oppression and enslavement. And it will ultimately bring down the very parasites that use it to come to power. It is the plague, it is anathema, it is a total and complete fraud. I have a hat that I wear out in public only to condition the brainwashed, politically correct folks in liberal areas of Austin, Texas. It's a camouflage hat, Make America Great Again, that I got from the Donald Trump website. My son likes to wear the red one that says that has an American flag on the side. No, Trump's not a sponsor. I'm just making a point here. My older daughter also likes Trump and wears Trump T-shirts. That's their choice. And I say, don't completely trust Trump. You know, he could have some problems. He could turn around and bite us in the rear end. But I still wear it so that people can ridicule me. I don't wear it in conservative areas. I wear it so my children can watch me not care when trendies get upset by something, so they can learn that what matters is what's going on inside of you that you know is right from your own research and your own history, not what jellyfish think. But I will say this. I'm backing Trump because the establishment's scared to death of him, and he's right on maybe 7 out of 10 major issues. He's wrong on surveillance. He's wrong on police state. He is wrong on things like torture. And he's reversed himself on torture, partially on the surveillance. I told everybody months ago, because it's known that they have a backdoor, not through the front-end encryption, but to break into the hardware and the hard drive of the iPhone. Especially if it's an older version. It's easy if it's an older version. It's harder if it's brand new. That's why they're always updating it. They've gone to a 6-digit code if you're not using the thumbprint. Apples are some of the best because it's a closed system. Obviously. A very evil company. But I'm stating their security is better. I'm not an IT person. I just read the top reviews. I've experienced it myself. And they came out the last 2 days and admitted the news. Okay, the FBI actually did get in the phone. Okay, they do have a back door into it. And not just through the hardware or software. The apps, most of the big ubiquitous top apps, it's come out, have backroom deals with major governments and Interpol to have back doors through the app. Just like hackers get into iPhones all the time and get into the cloud and you name it. They can get into your phone through the cloud. They can get into it through Spotify. They can get in through it through websites. It's ridiculous to have the FBI claim that they couldn't get into it. And within a week, Apple came out and said, okay, we remotely accessed the phone. The FBI is already in it. It's total bull. Okay? And I just want to point out, we told you again first because we know what we're talking about. I'm not bragging. We've reverse engineered it. We understand it. Now, that said, it's legal and lawful to have the NSA spying on targets overseas. It's its job. And I've had William Binney, the top living code breaker, top mathematician, fourth and fifth dimensional thinker, and I've had 2-3-hour dinners with him. Talk about amazing. He didn't tell me anything secret. He just talked about quantum mechanics and mathematical overlays and things like fourth dimensional holograms. I'm not bragging. He couldn't believe, because I hadn't even read this in science books. I was sitting there talking to him right there in front of some of the crew that went at a steakhouse. And I was talking about, in mathematics, how scientists 100 years ago predicted that when a probe finally flew over Saturn, interdimensional forces of a gas giant that size would manifest structural codes on the surface of the gas giant at the poles and would manifest a hexagon. Now, I didn't envision that. They envisioned it 100 years ago, and sure enough, when the first probes, was it Voyager, flew over it, there was the interdimensional manifestation. And I said, let me guess, is that how you break some of these really supposedly impossible to break codes, is an interdimensional shadow? And he said, how do you know that? That's incredibly classified. And I said, but it's actually out there in mainline literature. And my dad, 5 or 6 years ago, said, you watch, it's going to be holograms and interdimensional shadows. And I said, how do you know that? And he said, oh, I just read scientific publications. So the truth is, it's just, there's nothing really hidden. And even somebody like William Binney doesn't know that that knowledge is actually already out there in the general public. There's not much that isn't out there, okay? There isn't much that's out there. And they can have White House-run publications make fun of me when I make statements like that and things. That's fine. because that's for their idiot audience that are pseudo-intellectuals and think they know everything. The reason I talk about our bona fides and the fact that we know so much is because people need to understand we're not playing games here. We mean to defeat the globalist. We mean to study the enemy and expose their operations and save human sovereignty. I want it for myself and my family. If I'm going to get it, it means you need to get it too. We're in this together. I absolutely care about everybody, and not because I'm some sap, but because I'm a man and because I am a warrior. And when it comes down to being a warrior, that means raising strong kids, standing up for the culture, and being the best, most honest person I can be. Not because I'm Mr. Goody Two-Shoes, but because I understand that's what builds a safe and good society. All you cheaters and crooks and the rest of you that think being dirty is so cool, you're nothing but chumps lying to yourselves. And I'm sick of you. Now, that said, I've got some issues with Donald Trump and his police state statements. We're going to talk about at the bottom of the hour, play some clips. We have another clip from Roger Stone, the consummate Trump insider, last week with us. What, last Wednesday, was it? I'll look at the date we play the video. And he said, you watch, Jeb Bush will endorse him the next few weeks. Jeb Bush has now endorsed, not Donald Trump, of course, but as he predicted, Ted Cruz. And that is a big blow, confirming he was a Bush sleeper cell. We thought it was really bad news when we saw Marvin Bush take over his financing of his campaign. We thought it was bad news. His wife was CFR and ran and commanded the TPP ram through when it was first being written 4 years ago. We thought all of that was bad, the Goldman Sachs connection. But let me tell you, I would go off his past votes. Neil Bush, Marvin Bush, you name it, getting involved in this campaign. I would take his past votes and say he's pro-Second Amendment, you name it. I'm going to trust him off his four-year record and ignore the previous stuff. But having them come in and support them now means I don't trust them at all. Let's go ahead and go to this Roger Stone clip.
Sure, the fact that Donald Trump may have 1,237 votes, a majority on the first ballot, is almost irrelevant to the kingmakers, to the party elites. Look, they're petrified. And here's why. Trump is uncontrollable to them. So let's not assume that just because the bosses and the kingmakers want to steal this, that they are going to be successful. Trump has the most important power on his side, public opinion. And as Abraham Lincoln said, public opinion in this country is everything. The big steal is going to be very difficult for the bosses to carry out. It's interesting to me, and I predict again, George W. Bush's clan, particularly Jeb Bush, will be endorsing Ted Cruz shortly because Ted Cruz is a Bush family retainer. Ted Cruz isn't the constitutional conservative you think he is. He's a globalist. He's backed by Goldman Sachs. His wife and he are minor servants for the Bush family. She worked for Condoleezza Rice, getting us into the phony Iraq war. Then she went over and worked for Robert Zoellick, the U.S. Trade Representative, former president of the World Bank, former president of the Council on Foreign Relations.
And now the Federal Reserve's giving money to him and Hillary, but none, zero to Donald Trump. Another incredible endorsement.
Yeah, he's Dr. Evil. Look, if you ask me, Donald Trump has a long list of thank you notes that he has to write. He's got to send one to the Pope. He's got to send one to the Chinese government. He's got to send one to Vicente Fox. He's got to send one to Mitt Romney. Now he's got to send one to the Washington Post. All of these attacks are backfiring. All they're doing is winning votes for Donald Trump.
All right. We're going to put the full 3.5-minute clip up the next 20 minutes to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com because it's one thing to have the Bushes endorse them. But it's another thing to have the backstory of what this signifies and what this means. Ted Cruz is a surrogate for the Bushes. Their name is used up. Their name is blown. They are back. And it's even in the National Review, Ted Cruz, the Bush years. So I'm sorry. Ted Cruz has got his old handlers running him, and I don't trust him now. I'm done with Ted Cruz. That's it. And of course, Benedict Arnold himself the man that says you're going to hell if you don't vote for Ted Cruz. Glenn Beck is for him as well. I mean, we would be insane to be for Ted Cruz. He's super bad news.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
By the way, I know a lot of you listen to this broadcast while you're at work or while you're driving or later when you're cooking dinner. Remember, you're in the info war. You're the tip of the spear. You're just as important as I am in force multiplication. You are the resistance. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, our Facebook, our Twitter. Those are all platforms full of incredible interviews, incredible videos, incredible breaking news, so much of which I don't get to because I'm not good sometimes. I get obsessed on little points. But believe me, there is a massive important intel and weaponized truth, because truth is all-powerful, at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that is amazing. Tim Kennedy, as high-level special forces as it gets, you know, the top secret units, you name it, just stuff that's beyond anything in movies. I'm just going to leave it at that. Not that I've learned about it from him. I've learned about it here and there in other places. Amazing. And he comes out and says, the government is letting terror attacks happen to take our freedoms. That interview, that 10-minute segment of the hour-and-a-half interview is on InfoWars.com. How important is that? He comes out and says, the video showing him shoot up the car in the truck in Oregon is wrong, and that's not what you do, and that he knows the guys that did it. And then I'm not at liberty to tell the rest of the story. He didn't say what he wouldn't say or would say once he got on air, and then he just talked about it on air. And understand, folks, just him coming on air is a big deal, because obviously he's been threatened repeatedly last time and this time, and of course it's having the opposite effect. And he represents basically the general feeling of Army Special Forces, I can tell you that. And he said that on air. Wow, the most elite of the Army, on average, are as awake as I am or more, and are concerned to the point that basically one of their leaders, he's pretty much their mascot, their leader, the guy they look up to, comes on this show and tells you that. That's not me bragging. That's dangerous. I was actually sick at my stomach yesterday about that interview for what it signifies, the level we've gotten to. I feel good about it, and I've told you about this kind of stuff for years behind the scenes, but this is a real battle for the country, people. Underworld government. They're bringing in radical Muslims to let them attack us to take our freedoms. Tucker Carlson's a smart guy. Came on and said the left hates the West and just feels sorry for radical Muslims. That's why they bring them in. Yeah, grassroots liberals, but not the leadership. They know full well what they're doing. Tim Kennedy's right. And there's just tons of powerful info like that on InfoWars.com right now. The Tucker Carlson interview is called Why the Left Loves Jihadists. And let me tell you something, there's all these mainline leftists that mean well out there, and I've got some problems with some of the right-wing positions as well. I'm a libertarian. But radical Islam is taking over Islam, and it is the most oppressive, twisted, bizarre, hateful, bullying, bossy, arrogant, in-your-face garbage. And the elites that we have, Google, Facebook, Microsoft, Apple, the Democratic Party, with the neocons, have run turning the most evil, cowardly trash you can imagine loose on more than 10 countries. Our military finally had a breaking point, as I told you 5 years ago when this went operational, and they were told to deliver weapons to actual Al-Qaeda operatives who would shoot their mouths off at them. And then I had the whistleblowers on from the Justice Department and the CIA and you name it. People always said whistleblowers would never speak out. Oh, yes, they will. They know they get persecuted. They know people come after them. There's a certain point where people go, listen, we're not working with Al-Qaeda. You got that? And I told you we reached that point 4 or 5 years ago. And that's a good thing, but it's also extremely dangerous to realize that we were right. It was worse than we thought. And we were really controlled by people this evil. And it comes out in the open, and none of them are getting in trouble. That's the problem. Yes, our military has said no. That's why they want to have a civil war, because they know local governments are awake, a lot of state governments are awake, the military's awake, a lot of the police are awake, so they want a civil war to overthrow the system so bad that government has to become tyrannical just to support civilization, and then they think they can control the system at the top. That's why they're pushing us into chaos, because out of the chaos they want to bring tyranny in, just like Tim Kennedy said here yesterday. I mean, you know, That's what it comes down to. Will you listen to top Delta Force people?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, we're here from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Leanne McAdoo is joining us. She's going to be hosting the fourth hour today. I'm going to go to her in just a moment to break down the latest election developments, Cruz being endorsed by Jeb Bush, and Trump coming back with more troubling police state statements that we're going to be going over. And again, I'm a Trump supporter, but I hold my nose sometimes. And about getting back on the show, which he says he's going to come on soon, or I'm going to get his sons on, I mean, I'm going to raise those points. I like the fact that he's brazen out in the open. I don't trust the other candidates. I'll say that right now. But I've got some concerns. We're going to talk to Leanne about some of her concerns. She was raising them to me this morning, and I was already having them as well, so I thought we'd discuss it. Briefly, though, we are listener-supported. If people don't buy the products, we don't continue on and operate. And, man, sometimes we get a whole bunch of orders of T-shirts, books, videos, water filters, and we're doing great. And I'm hardly even plugging. And then sometimes I'm plugging and people aren't buying anything. We won't exist if that, you know, happens. Obviously, we're doing okay. I want to get a few more reporters, a couple more camera people so I can have more people out in the field. We need to get 5 or 6 more people, and I think we're basically done at that point. Because, you know, I put on all sail here in the fight against the globalists, use an old naval term. We really have great products. The spring is about to be here. We have the widest selection of more than, 14 different high-quality non-GMO heirloom seed companies at InfoWarsStore.com. From fruit trees right down to heirloom tomatoes, you name it, the widest selection you're going to find at close to the lowest or very competitive prices. It varies. But I signed contracts with these well-known companies that I won't even go below the prices I have, and then it's in the contract that occasionally I can have sales. But you notice I don't ever really have seed sales because they're already as low as we can go. I'm a capitalist. I believe in it. Give them as gifts if you live in an apartment. We have the Plantamon Highway, green spaces. A lot of guerrilla farming is going on. It's very, very exciting. Get out there. If you have a farm, plant a garden. Give it to friends and family. Have your grandchildren out. Do it. Turn off the cable TV. Turn off the establishment media. Get back to the earth. This is such a big part of coming out of the system. Tim Kennedy was talking about it here yesterday. Go to the seed banks. Order those today. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is the big umbrella site with the shortwave radios, the Hillary for President t-shirts, the Molon Labe, the survival seed vaults, the entire spectrum. The books, the videos, the shortwave radios, it's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com is a subsection that has the nutraceuticals that we produce and we put out. We believe BrainForce is the best nootropic that isn't $100 out there. It's $29.95. The leading competitor is $60 and is not as good. I even had them call me up and say, oh, we looked at your formula, it's better than ours, and half the price. Why are you doing that? It's not to compete with them. Because we're not really in competition. The market's so big. Okay? It's that I treat you like I want to be treated. And we still make a good profit on this to fund the operation. Maybe I should raise the prices. BrainForce, get a bottle today. We have a limited time specials at InfoWarsLife.com. 20% off our new Ultimate Liver Cleanse Pack. The Liver Shield, the Deep Cleanse, and the Oxy Powder. 20% off when you get all three of them together. 15% off when you get Ultimate Cleanse Pack of Liver Shield and Deep Cleanse together, or 10% off with Liver Shield on its own. By the way, I talked to Roger Stone. He didn't really plug it. He said, I love your Liver Shield. It really works. Gives you a lot of energy. It's amazing. Yeah, it's known concentrated herbs down to an oil level that are designed to really help you. So check it out for yourself. In fact, one reason you were going to pop in today before the fourth hour, Leanne, but let's just do it now before we get into the news. I hadn't even thought of this. You and your good friend, and there's a video on the liver cleanse page on InfoWarsLife.com where you break it down. You did the liver and gallbladder cleanse. Without getting into details here, spending too much time, what did it do for you guys?
Well, it pretty much changed my life. I mean,
we're going to turn her mic on. Hold on. Go ahead and turn her mic on. Go ahead.
It pretty much changed my life. Like, it was what I needed to help give me that boost to be able to change my habits. Because there you have 6 days where you're kind of...
By the way, I want to start over and apologize. You don't like audio in your ear, so they weren't sending me your audio, and I apologize to you and the crew that I'd forgotten that I had no audio. Sorry. Start over, Leanne.
Well, thank you.
Teleprompter free. This is not scripted. Go ahead.
Well, I'm saying the liver cleanse changed my life. Like, it was 6 days where I had to dedicate myself to resetting my habits. And I had to prove to myself that I could avoid the propaganda with the commercials. And, like, I don't even like fast food at all. I never eat it. But I got to the point where I was, like, driving, and I'm like, maybe I should just pull into this fast food place. And because you really, truly do have to bypass all of those things in your body that are trying to convince you to just fail. And this was awesome. It slimmed me down. I have not
gained that
weight back. By the
way, tell folks how much weight you lost, because you looked really good and you looked young, but I'm not kidding. You were glowing during it and after, and you guys literally looked 5 years younger.
Yeah. No, it was awesome. It like brightened up my skin. The thing for me was this little fat pocket in my upper belly that I could just not get rid of. I didn't know where it was coming from. And that was where it flushed out. It was right here around my ribs. And that
you were already in great shape.
Come back. It hasn't come back. And that for me was key.
What did your friend, what did she experience? Because I mean, there's a video about it on the site, but just break it down for folks, Leanne.
Well, the same thing with Emmy. I mean, she was just glowing, tons of energy. And you can see she really slimmed down there. Her belly was just like, whoop. You could see all her little...
And how fast did that happen?
That was in 6 days.
Wow.
That was 6 days.
Dude, you know, is an athlete, coaches basketball, had a college scholarship in basketball. He's not a fat guy at all, but he lost 12 pounds in 1 week just from what was stuck in his guts.
Right. Right. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, everyone has to take care of themselves and take care of their digestive tract. And I would just like to point out my after picture.
Leanne, I'm impressed. I mean, you looked great before, but you really did lose some tummy fat.
You can see also under my chin, in my face.
Yeah, let's put that back up.
I lost some.
Wow, you did lose weight under your chin.
Under my chin, and you can see the little, like, on the before picture, you can see there was kind of like that little pudgy thing in the back, and it slimmed down.
And that was 6 days.
That was in 6 days.
I'm doing it right now, but I'll be honest. It's not hard to do, but it is.
It's not hard. You can eat.
But it is kind of a hassle. I mean, I kind of got off it a little bit yesterday. I'm back on it today. I just have a problem doing it.
Right. Well, that's the thing that I talked about in this video, is that how are you supposed to resist tyranny if you can't even resist the taco stand? If you can't let commercials program you and say, ooh, get this burger, do this, do that. How are you supposed to not allow other propaganda to take hold of your life? And that's what this was for me. It was like me being in charge, taking hold of my life, clearing out my system, getting myself awakened and my thoughts pure. Because, you know, we have all these jumbled thoughts from all the toxins that we're putting in our body.
And by the way, I'm impressed. I mean, you guys aren't camera people. Like, I'm not camera people. You guys went and shot this all yourselves. So it's amateur, but it looks professional. And you did a great job. And people can go to InfoWarsLife.com. To the Deep Cleanse Liver Shield page and see their informational video, Dr. Group's video, my breakdown. Without getting into any details, 98% of people I talk to within a day have the big event happen. And do you guys have the big event happen?
Well, what do you mean?
You know, the big cleanse, the big final day. What you doing the sixth day? Seventh day, what happened? God rested on the seventh day, but with this cleanse.
Well, see, that's the thing, is like you've got to follow the directions that Dr. Group puts out. Like I said, I did the wrong salt, and so it ended up that I didn't flush out all of that salt. So I had to do an additional day with the proper directions. So
that's right. You did it with sea salt instead of the Epsom salt.
And I, like, when I did the oil, the olive oil, I laid down on my side, and I immediately started hearing it in my body and feeling it going. And, like, all these little globules, like, just coming out. Like, I could hear them popping out of my gallbladder. It was
the reason
weird.
People's gallbladders burst. And so you did it right on the final day. It was.
Yes. Yeah. And it, I mean, granted, I'm mostly a vegetarian. I eat a lot of vegetables and stuff. So I'm pretty healthy. So it wasn't super extreme. Now, Emmy had some that were, like, this big, and they were black.
Ugh.
So, yeah.
I'm not going to say what happened to me, but let's just say, it's like the movie Alien. And it really freaked me out because I was rolling my eyes 4 years ago when Anthony and Group were doing these and people were saying that it was the best cleanse ever. And I finally did it about a year and a half ago. And then now I'm doing it again. And it is simply amazing how your body is battling and taking all these toxins in and then doesn't know what to do with them. So creates these crystals.
Right. Yeah. And that's the thing, is how are we supposed to have clear thoughts, empowered bodies, empowered minds, if our bodies are so weighed down with toxins?
Folks, you should do the liver cleanse today. There's a big advanced one with what to eat and what to do for 6 days. I just do the basic one. It's pretty easy to do, and I had spectacular results. Now, I didn't do everything I was supposed to, so it took a day and a half for it to happen. Because the same thing with me. I called Group up, and I said, nothing happened in the morning. He goes, well, what kind of salt did you use? And I go, I didn't do the salt. And he goes,
well, there you go.
You got to do the two or three caplets of Epsom salt.
Right.
So I did that the next night in olive oil again, and then
yeah, and that's exactly what happened with me. I didn't use the Epsom salt. I used a different kind of salt.
I shouldn't do it, period.
And you can't do that.
Well, it's amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we fund the operation as well. So you can't lose. I mean, look, we're fighting for your Second Amendment. We're fighting for your property rights. We're fighting for your family rights. We're fighting for your religious rights. We're fighting together. We don't want to be thanked for it. We're all in this together. It's just that we need your support if you believe this operation is important. And again, a lot of you are supporting us. I want to thank you for all you do. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Watch the nightly news, you name it. Okay, I want to shift gears now out of that, Leanne, into your concerns and my concerns about Trump. But first, let's just go over some of the news that's happened in the last 24 hours that ties into this to give folks kind of a background here. It's shocking. Obama laughs and meets with, of course, Raul Castro. That was his second day in Cuba, at a baseball game and other events with the communist dictator after Brussels terror attack.
Mm-hmm. Just a few hours, moments after giving his little heartfelt 40-second speech.
And he's on ESPN. Show TV viewers this article and the photo. The video is amazing. Just laughing and giggling, talking for an hour about baseball, but 56 seconds about the terror attack.
Yeah.
They take our freedoms in the name of fighting terror. He leaves the border open. He brings the jihadis in, but there's no discussion.
Well, this is his dream job. He cannot wait to shake off the whole leader of the free world thing, because really he wants to be an ESPN.
Well, you're right. In fact, he said that.
Yeah,
he wants to be an ESPN sports center.
Look, he's in his element right here. Look at that smile on his face. He doesn't want to be the president. So why can't he just get out now? Like,
he vacations. I mean, I thought Bush was bad watching sports center
vacation. Taxpayer dollars. Hard at
work. Well, he's a total puppet. And I mean, even worse than Bush, if that's possible. But for me, the media's not mentioning with a dictator.
Right.
With a dictator at a dictatorship, telling us how great it is.
But a lot of Cubans are very upset about it. Those that have actually been exiled here to this country, or who came on rafts.
Plus, the country is collapsing.
Right. And then he takes a picture in front of Che the day before.
Che Guevara.
As if that wasn't.
Who said that Indians, said that native groups were basically subhuman idiots.
And black people. He's very racist.
Oh, yeah. I mean, folks have no idea how racist the upper class in Latin America is.
But he's a hipster hero.
I've been down there at you know, the, quote, upper class people's houses, and they make these racist statements. Mm. And it's happened in Mexico, too. And I'm like, hey, I'm not racist. I was raised in the U.S. I'm not into this. Che Guevara wrote a book where he called Native Indians and blacks, I'm not going to even quote what he said. He called the natives roaches, and he called blacks, you know what the name is. He called them basically, well, go look it up for yourself. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, he's very insulting.
But this is what communists think of people.
Mm-hmm.
They hate the little people. You know, they call Appalachian people white trash, you know, white gorillas, and they call them bitter clingers. It's all the same crud, folks. They call us all scum.
Well, see, and that picture for me, because, you know, he's sort of the hipster hero, he's the revolutionary and everything, and then you've got a lot of these Black Lives Matter people out there protesting, not understanding that they're being orchestrated by George Soros and other billionaires to do their
thing. And Obama agreed on this whole trip. This is all iconic communist. His campaign stuff was communist. It's crazy. And when he's not a communist, he's a fascist coming in with select corporations like Google, who will have a monopoly in Cuba now.
Oh, yeah.
Notice, they're keeping it tyrannical because they're going to control, just like China.
Oh, no, I'm sure they're going to give them a free and open internet. Come on.
Well, what's incredible is they're just going to let select companies in on top of it.
Right.
It really is fascism using communism, and the left loves it. Jeb Bush backs Ted Cruz for president, CNN. This was predicted 7 days ago on Wednesday with Roger Stone. We played it earlier. What do you make of that? I mean, for me, that is a political nail in the coffin, Leanne.
Yeah, well, and that kind of ties into what I wanted to talk about with Trump today, because now, you know, Heidi Cruz has come out responding to Trump, saying that he's going to spill the beans on her secrets as well. So she responds to him. And one of the things that she's really pushing is that Ted Cruz is the only candidate that is for the Constitution. And so now they're really going to be pointing out how he's there for the Constitution.
That's right. Trump wants to act tough and blue collar and let's torture people and let's spy on the terrorists. And that is going to blow up in his face with libertarians and others. He's got to stop it.
Yeah, he really does. And so that's where they're going to really start playing them off. Because you think they say, Trump, oh, he's crazy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's racist, this, that. But as soon as the terror attacks are going on, they don't even know the body count yet. They're like, let's get Trump on the phone. Like, let's let him talk and tell us what's going on.
Sure, and he was right. He said Brussels is going to get hit. He mentioned Brussels specifically.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the terrorists are living and staying. They've basically taken the city over. Of Brussels, Belgium. And so Trump's right about so many things, and it's okay to use the NSA on non-citizen targets. Turns out the police knew these guys. They were involved in organized crime, connected to terrorists. Again, nothing was done, Leanne.
Right. Well, and the other guy was until they picked him up a week or so ago, he was being protected by people in the Molenbeek neighborhood. For months. They knew he was walking around in a grocery store, and they didn't turn him in.
And this was an attack on the United States. They targeted the American Airlines line, blew up a bunch of Americans, and I mean, I'm sick of it. I'm tired of these people that want to kill Americans when most Americans have open arms, and Belgium is so liberal, and Spain and all these countries have let these people in, Germany, France, and then they attack them. They're just so arrogant. Mm-hmm. They are so entitled. They think they're on this jihad, and now the West will just use this to bomb innocent Muslim countries.
Right.
Let's go to clip number one. This is what you're concerned about with Trump. Should there be added security at the TSA? Let's go to that clip.
You're from New York City, where there are at least three major airports, the most trafficked train station in the country. Should there be added layers? I know security is always high in New York, especially after 9/11, but should there be added levels of security put in place right now? For example, at airport baggage claim centers, train stations, other places?
Yes, there should. And, you know, we have a mayor who's doing a terrible job, and everybody talks about it. He's doing a terrible job in so many ways, de Blasio. He's a disaster as a mayor and probably will be challenged. I can't imagine that he gets away with this, but he knocked out surveillance and so many other things. You know, we had the finest surveillance of the whole radical Islam situation that there is, they say, in the world, the New York City Police Department,
all right,
which is an amazing department.
And right, and so, of course, now he's talking about that secret NYPD surveillance program that they had to dismantle.
That's right, Leanne. Now, again, he's right when he says shut it all off till you check them. Don't let them in.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do at your border. That's what you do with people from these countries. You don't let them in. You don't then surveil everyone and spend $4 billion on surveillance equipment in New York, $2 billion in Boston since 9/11. The East Coast has spent over $10 billion in all sorts of spy gadgets and mobile X-ray vans and checkpoints and searches. We're not against the police themselves. We're against the policy of the TSA groping our genitals, putting us in naked body scanners, and then they allow the Muslim Brotherhood and Saudis, that's in the news,
right,
to bypass it. It's all a fraud. It's all a hoax. That's why Trump's wrong.
And they dismantled this this secret surveillance program because it was a violation of the constitutional rights of the people there, but yet they're surveilling the rest of the country.
Absolutely, yeah. Leave the radical Muslims alone. Go after the FBI when they do their job, but
right,
they target the Tea Party and say we're the number one terror threat. We got a bunch of clips. Let's go to this other clip. Now, he says change the law on torture. So first he backs off torture because they say it's illegal. Now he says change the law. Don't like this. Here it is.
Look, I think we have to change our law on you know, the waterboarding thing where they can chop off heads and they can drown people in cages and heavy steel cages, and we can't waterboard. So we have to change our laws and we have to be able to fight at least on an almost equal basis. We have laws that we have to obey in terms of torture. They have no laws whatsoever that they have to obey.
That's enough.
And so,
look, we don't become, because Jeffrey Dahmer kills teenagers or Ted Bundy kills women, we don't go out and do it because somebody else, they're ISIS and Al-Qaeda because they target innocents, they torture people. We don't start doing that. George Washington didn't allow that because you lose the moral high ground. Now, let's expand on that, and I want Leanne to comment. He's meaning to say, let's get tough on terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is they're going to do it to us, folks. They're not going to do it to the terrorists who the establishment and who Hillary and who others have been arming and putting in charge. They're bringing radical Islam in to attack us. Trump could not be more wrong on this, but at least he's honest and says, let's change the law. Go ahead.
Well, I honestly do not feel as though Trump is coming from a malicious place. I honestly think that he wants to keep America safe. I think that he truly is wanting to talk tough and saying, listen, they're putting people in cages and electrocuting them and doing all this torture.
Yeah, these guys are animals. They don't deserve the same rights we've got.
Right. And so why can't we treat them the same way? And so that's, I get it where he's coming from, where he truly feels like he wants.
Sure. At least he's being honest. I mean, the other people just do the torture to get false confessions and then basically say they're not doing it.
But that was the big warning. Don't trade your liberty for security.
Because you get tyranny. Absolutely. Let's go to this other clip. And you've got another list that we'll get pulled up and go to. We have a radical Islamic problem.
Yeah, he's one of the only people that'll actually say it. So kudos to him.
Well, it's beyond that. Islam has been taken over by the radicals in almost every area. Our government puts radical jihadists in to take over countries that aren't radical.
And then we'll never whisper the words.
Yeah, our government and other governments are behind it, folks. Like Tim Kennedy said, they're bringing them in to attack us to take our freedom. That's what Trump doesn't get. Let's go to this clip.
What do you say to the millions of Muslim Americans who are very patriotic, loyal Americans, many of whom have sons and daughters who serve in the U.S. military, who feel they would be discriminated against if these policies went forward?
I say we have a problem. We have a radical Islamic terrorism problem. That's what I say. I have to say that. We have a problem like we've never had before. This is a problem that has gone on. General Pershing had the problem in 1919 in the Philippines with radical Islamic terrorism, and he handled it a certain way. I think you probably know that story. It's a very gruesome story, but you know what? The problem didn't exist for 48 years after that happened. So we have to be a lot tougher than we are. Right now, they look at us as weak, soft, stupid people. Look at the scene on CNN right now, all the bodies all over the floor,
okay.
And we're worried about waterboarding.
Talk about a dialectic. You know, the establishment comes in and says, torture everybody, take all rights, go after the Tea Party. Meanwhile, they're funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS and turning them loose everywhere. Trump comes in and says, don't run Al-Qaeda, don't run ISIS, don't turn them over to Syria, don't do this to Libya, it's a disaster, you screwed up. No, they did it by design. Hillary admits Syria and Libya are what they want, quote, failed states, okay? That's the facts. Then he says, let's get tough on these people, don't bring them in, stop them being brought in, and when we catch them, let's torture them to find out where the other ones are at.
Right.
Okay, well, if we hadn't financed them and turned them loose and funded Saudi Arabia and bought trillions in their oil, this wouldn't be happening. So, Trump, you cut off Saudi Arabia, you cut off their oil, you block bringing these people in, you deport everybody that shoots their mouth off about jihad, you throw their ass in jail, they're not a citizen, you put them on an airplane and send them back to their third world dirt hole. You send them back to their rat hole. That's getting tough, and you turn the republic. And anybody, you got free speech, but when you say you want to overthrow things and put a monotheistic cult in, you're not an American, you're a terrorist, and you need to get your butt out of this country. That's how you get tough. That's what you do, Trump. Got it? That's it. Not butchering the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Now, I respect Trump for saying what he wants to say and what he wants to do, but this is going to fall into the hands of the neocons and the fascist, communist, liberal filth. Sorry, Leanne, go ahead.
No, I totally agree with you, and that's why I wanted to bring this up, is that they are going, you can even see Wolf Blitzer, he's like leading, oh, so how far would you go with the torture? Just licking it. And the establishment is just, this will be the thing that they'll say, you know what, let's go ahead and put Trump in, because he can convince all of these Americans to build their own prison.
Trump needs to start talking about prosecuting Hillary and prosecuting the neocons for running Al-Qaeda and ISIS and putting them in charge. And Merkel needs to be arrested. And Hollande, they brought him in. They aided and abetted. They opened the door. They stood down so they could take our rights, and they're doing it, and we see through it, and we're done.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, Lee. I don't mean to be screaming while you're in here. Let's go out to break with one more clip. Let's go to this clip. Be very vigilant, very strong. We're not going to have a country back. That's right. We need to be vigilant and point out that criminals run our country that are in alliance with radical Sunni Wahhabist filth garbage. Here's the clip.
You look at what's going on in Germany. You look at what's going on even in a part of Sweden where they're having problems like they never thought possible. Sweden never had problems like this where a group came in and now all of a sudden they have a section. So we can be nice about it and we should be politically correct about it, but we're being fools, okay? We're being absolute.
All right, Lee, I want to hold you over to the next 5 minutes so you can talk before we go to Larry Nichols and then take some phone calls. And then we have the Senate candidate right now, the Republican candidate, a great lady, a doctor that's beating John McCain. But he's always getting beat, and they just steal the election. Major election fraud news coming up as well. But, Leanne, we should get mad, though. I mean, you were mad this morning. I really am fundamentally mad that our government's run by people bringing jihadis in, and their answer is take all our rights away.
Yeah, and then they see where they can use Trump to push that surveillance state.
Yeah, you made really great points. I'm going to try to shut up for 4 or 5 minutes when we come back to give you the floor to flush out more of your points and where you see this election going. Then we've got Larry Nichols popping in with Inside Baseball on how they plan to start a civil war, which becomes clearer and clearer every day. Second hour, tell folks to call in. Tell your friends to listen right now, not call in. We're going to take phones later, but tell folks to tune in right now. This is a war. We have the truth. We can smash the enemy.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful